Welcome to another edition of Papa's Perspective. I'm Bob Papa. On Sunday night, the Giants host the San Francisco 49ers. It's the second year in a row the Giants are playing host to San Francisco. Last year, the 49ers came to MetLife Stadium and on the strength of five turnovers, won a close game with the New York Giants. Turnovers are a key. The Giants have been very good at protecting the football here in the 2015 season, and that trend has to continue. It has to become habit-forming, something Tom Coughlin stresses. The other thing that needs to be habit-forming is forcing turnovers, and the Giants have done a very good job at that. Devon Kennard made a wonderful play last week against the Buffalo Bills, but I look at the play that Prince Amukamara made in forcing the fumble and then recovering it. We've seen the Giants several times this year create turnover opportunities because of one thing and one thing only: hustle, flying to the football, never giving up on a play. Remember the game against Washington? Looked like the Redskins were going to get an easy touchdown. Tevin Wade hustled to the football, didn't give up on the play, punched the football out, and the next thing you know, it's a touchback and the Giants get possession. They've got to bring that same passion, that same speed, that same commitment to the game on Sunday against a wounded San Francisco team. The Niners come in with a 1-3 record. They're unsure about themselves offensively. So what's the best way to get them out of their game early? Get some three and outs like the Giants did against the Buffalo Bills. Force punts, create field position, and then when the opportunities arise, pounce on the football, whether it's on the ground or in the air. Kaepernick can put it up for grabs. On the other side of the ball, the Giants have to continue to work that recipe of running the football effectively and making plays with their passing game. They have not gotten a ton of big plays downfield, but big plays come in a lot of different sizes and shapes. All you have to do is look at the Rashad Jennings 51-yard catch and run from the previous week. If the Giants continue to play with that passion and continue to fly around for the football, good things will happen, and that's my perspective.